Palestinian protesters clashed with Israeli police today in Jerusalem and the West Bank. The latest protests were prompted by an Israeli decision affecting two West Bank religious sites. The unrest comes as Israeli and Palestinian leaders prepare to meet with U.S. diplomatic visitors who hope to revive peace talks. Shira Frenkel reports from Jerusalem.
The protests in Jerusalem entered a third week today, as Palestinians clashed with Israeli police officers in and around the Old City. The unrest began after a decision by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last month to add two West Bank holy places to Israel's list of national heritage sites. The protest movement threatens to disrupt U.S. efforts to bring Israelis and Palestinians back to the negotiating table. Mideast envoy George Mitchell is due here over the weekend, and Vice President Joe Biden will arrive in Israel next week to push the U.S. plan for indirect or proximity talks mediated by American officials. Palestinian leaders say they won't resume face-to-face talks with the Israelis until there is a freeze on construction in Israel's West Bank settlements and in East Jerusalem. Palestinians say Israel's decision on the two holy sites, the Cave of the Patriarchs in Hebron and Rachel's Tomb in Bethlehem, was meant to provoke a violent response. Last week, Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad condemned the Israeli move during a visit to the Ibrahim Mosque in Hebron, which shares a compound with a synagogue built atop the Cave of the Patriarchs.
The political dimension of this decision, as I understand it, is effectively to consider precisely where we're standing now as part of the State of Israel. It isn't. Our people are unified in saying no to that.
Israel says that adding sites to the National Heritage List is meant to preserve and protect them, and that the areas will be remodeled with a generous state budget. But Palestinians say it is a land grab. Azmi Surayk is a 75-year-old shopkeeper. He spoke just outside the mosque in Hebron.
It is an inhuman act to take a religious place and say it is not for the Muslims. Of course people will rise. They can't tolerate this kind of incitement.
In today's clashes in Jerusalem, three Israeli police officers were wounded, along with 25 Palestinian protesters, including a woman who was hit in the head with a rubber bullet and has been hospitalized in serious condition. Israeli Public Security Minister Yitzhak Aharonovich said that the Palestinian worshippers leaving Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound instigated the clashes by throwing rocks at Jewish worshippers at the nearby Western Wall. Palestinian medics say that Israeli forces entered the Al-Aqsa compound first, and that provoked the stone throwing. Just days ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Parliament that time is ripe for peace. Palestinian Prime Minister Fayyad, however, expressed serious doubts.
We're definitely committed to a peaceful resolution of this conflict, but that political process had better begin to move in a manner that is suggestive of an occupation that is being rolled back on its way to being ended.
Fayyad said that the U.S. envoys arriving next week will first have to find a way to quell the ongoing protests. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frenkel in Jerusalem.